Within recent years, our country has gone through a lot. We have overcome many challenges and continue to push onwards. But by that same hand, we have created more, both big and small. In attempts to move towards a brighter future, we end up harming our fellow Americans. Often blinded by our own pursuits of justice, we find injustices in others. We act according to our own justices, but this is wrong. What we think is the right answer is not the only right answer. The assumption of us versus them, or my opinion versus your opinion, is what has divided this country for far too long. We are left in a state of constant rivalry and division. So where do we go from here? To understand where we must go, we must understand where we stand, and where we stand is divided. Never before in our country have Americans and politicians stood in such disagreement with their counterparts. We have become so far divided that instead of debating with each other, we are now debating at each other. It is as if Americans on either side of the political spectrum care less about solving the problem at hand and more about getting things done their way. No longer can they see eye to eye, and this fundamentally undermines democracy. Antagonizing our opponents prevents us from trying to understand their motives, which causes us to outright reject our opponent and gives them another reason to antagonize us. Democracy cannot last if all we do is reject our fellow man and woman. When asked, where can we go from here? The answer is short, simple, and hard. It starts with the fundamental understanding that both sides are not wrong. That, in their own way, both sides are right. Once we accept the validity of both sides, we can accept that the other person is not some enemy trying to lead the country to its downfall, but instead another human trying his best in this world. Bob Dole, after his defeat to President Clinton, said this, quote, "I've said repeatedly in this campaign that the president was my opponent and not my enemy," end quote. Just because we don't see eye to eye on certain, if not most, things, it does not mean that we are enemies. It simply means that we disagree. Sometimes, the best answers are found through careful negotiations and bipartisanship. Having our political views challenged by another allows us to understand more about politics. Even if things do not entirely go our way, we should not hold grudges towards the opposing party. We need to stop with the only my side is right mentality. After all, the political parties cannot continue to exist if they do not coexist. Coexistence between the Democrats and the Republicans is not the only goal we should have. For far too long, the majority of people have identified under these two political parties. For far too long have third parties been living in irrelevance. The prevalence of a two-party system is both a good and a bad thing for America. Although good because of its simplicity, its weakness lies in the overgeneralization of American political thinking. Theoretically, under our current system, if a person does not agree with either presidential or congressional candidates, they would vote for a third-party candidate that they did agree with. The reality is, however, that the third-party candidate almost never gains enough votes to be so much as considered in the election. This is because there is this understanding that voting for a third party is the same as not voting, because the candidate will get eliminated anyways, thus causing them to vote for the two-party candidate they agree with more, in order to prevent the other two-party candidate from winning. If a voter only has one vote, then naturally the voter would want that vote to have more impact, even at the cost of conflicting with their own ideals. The solution to this would be a runoff voting system, or anything like it. The flexibility would give voters the chance to actually vote for the third-party candidate without having the risk of having their vote null and void. Through this, we would see American voters be true to their political beliefs. In a sense, the American voters would be more honest with themselves, which is exactly what this country needs. The way forward is not simple, nor is it easy. Where America needs to go is not where it will go. Nonetheless, we need to move forward. If we continue down our current path, we will surely meet our demise. If we don't do something soon, then America as we know it won't be America.